You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Well, it's me, Lauren. This is my very first episode of a new era of Your Dose of Death. As you see, I have labeled this episode zero. A lot's happened since I left. A lot has transpired. A lot has changed in my life. A lot. And I kind of want to just take this episode just to kind of talk to you guys, the listeners again, to talk to you, maybe the wrestlers, talent, promoters, whoever listens to this. I want to talk to you guys again. And just kind of want to air some things out because I know probably a lot of you went through the same things I did. And I think a lot of you also were curious, maybe, about how I felt about certain things. It's been an emotional few months. I know it's been since April, since a lot of you have heard from me. And I know a lot of you have been following my journey to being a wrestling filmographer, especially deathmatch filmographer on L.R. Burke Studios, which I can't thank you guys enough for supporting me on Instagram. But this is about Your Dose of Death coming back. Yeah, if you guys are watching this video, Playoff Beard is in full effect. Kind of crazy. I never would have thought I'd actually consistently grow a beard like this. But all in all, it is a it's a joy to be back. I want to do this by myself, push myself to give you guys the best deathmatch content around. I know not everyone will like that. I know there are people that enjoyed my co-host, but unfortunately things didn't work out, as a lot of you already know. And I'll kind of get into that as well, what I knew and what I didn't know, which, spoiler alert, was a lot. However, it's not about him. It's not about anyone else but me. First and foremost, before I really get deep dive into everything, a huge thank you to those of you that reached out. A huge thank you to those of you that have, whether giving me support on my videos, whether you've given support of the podcast. I know a bunch of you, you know who you are, messaged me about the podcast and when it's going to come back and why was I on hiatus. Really a lot of that. So I appreciate from the bottom of my heart. Thank you guys so damn much for putting, putting your full trust in me to give you guys the best deathmatch content I could. And as you guys see, we're rebranding, we're refreshing. Yes, we had to cut a lot of meat off the bone. There's no mincing that. And that's kind of the other, as I said, already a big reason. I know July 31st was a really rough day for a lot of us in the community. A lot of us that maybe knew Mr. Mike Cirino, and that may be a name that not many people want to hear. But it's a name that I hope and I pray that we eradicated from the community that is deathmatch wrestling. It's a name that gave me a lot of hurt and a lot of pain. To be honest with you guys, I want to be full upfront and fully honest with you guys. You deserve full transparency from me. A lot of what was uncovered was very much stuff I didn't know. I had no idea any of this was happening behind my back. I had no idea that it was even a thought that crossed his mind. There may have been patterns and there may have been issues, and I wish I would have seen those earlier, but I never would have thought it would have gone to this kind of extreme. And I want to first and foremost send my absolute love, thoughts, good vibes to those that were affected by his monstrous behavior. As someone who considered him a friend, a friend for a good while, I was disgusted. I was hurt. I was in a lot of emotional pain that day, and I was feeling that with you. I may have not been directly affected by any of the gross behavior, but I wish I would have known. I really wish I would have done. I mean, I had no idea about any of this. Still to this day, it weighs on my mind. But I get better at day in day. I know that I'm doing the best I can. I know that I'm trying to do good by others and keep doing good by others. That's my goal in this life. Professional wrestling was one of my very first loves in this life, and I want to stay that way. But it really, everything, I mean, to be fully honest with a lot of you, the day that you guys saw me kind of blow up on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, on Instagram as well, I was going through a whirlwind of emotions. I, mind you, I had to go to work. I could not sleep the night I found out about all of this. That was a very sleepless night for me. That was a very emotional, just anger, betrayal, disgust, so many different words. But I worked through it like a lot of you have. And I know that the hurt may not be gone just yet. But to those of you that are struggling, not just with what happened, but in general, just know I'm here for you. You have friends that are there for you. It is not a fight you have to fight alone. I wanted to really put that out there because there was times when, I mean, this was really the first time I really, I've kind of told this to my friends, but this was kind of me peeling the fourth wall. There was times I really wanted to quit. There were times I really wanted to be done. I wanted to just be like, you know what? Screw this. Just go back to being a fan. I had bouts, but I realized that I need to do this, not just for you guys, but for myself. And this is why episode zero is out, man. I have so much planned with this podcast again. I had so much. I want to talk to you guys again. I missed talking to you, the fans. I missed the days where I would just put something out and just cover it with passion, with bravado or gusto or however you say it, and give you guys the best damn deathmatch coverage I can. I know there's so many options now, and I want to kind of shout out to the other deathmatch content creators that have kind of filled the void while I was away. And I mean, Spooky Dust, shout out to David and Hector, or I'm blanking on the other ones, but shout out to Spooky Dust boys. They have been killing it for over the last year. I'm hoping to work with them in the future. Would love to work with them on other ones. Russell Death, Joe Beisler, Richie Hammer. If you guys saw me on there, that was kind of my first like kind of comeback. It really felt really, really good. It almost was cathartic in a way to be on there. Really, really great stuff from them. And another one I want to really shout out that just recently came into the. Want to really give these guys a huge shout out because they just kind of came on the scene really big. Excuse me while I just get a little hold of that. Excuse me, sorry. My dude Crustlord and his man Daniel, Buffet Bros, they're gonna be coming out in November. Give a shout out to them. Frost and Fry. Not gonna lie, that's some maybe is the best 1-2 punch of a host and co-host in this business that I've seen. But so Crustlord and I know Daniel Fryman, they're gonna be doing some great stuff. But those are a few guys that are really, I don't want to say they filled the void for me. I know that I said that a few seconds ago, but they've done a very good job at what they do. There's so many different options. There's lighthearted, there's serious, there's guys who do great interviews, and I'm just back. I want to do interviews. I want to talk to my dudes, my dudettes, talk to good people, get good vibes again. I have missed this so much in the back of my head, and I just need a little break. So that's kind of what I want to talk about, why I took this indefinite hiatus. And so to kind of give you guys context, back in April, so many of you saw that I was around Mania Weekend in Philly. Which, by the way, got sick at the HO Center like everyone else did. Still don't know what in the world I got sick with, but I kind of pulled a Jordan flu game for RPW for my asthma, which go watch that motherfucker on IWTV. Great show. At that time, I was 6 months unemployed for my shoot job. I had no actual other income. So I really wanted to focus on getting a job, which I think the week after I actually got a job, which as you guys can tell, have a shoot job, full time, really great stuff. So I'm very, very grateful for that. That being said, I just kind of was like at a point where I was like, well, I need to get used to this shoot job. I need to focus on this, just the timing of it all. It was a lot happening. So I just kind of was like, Ryan, Mikey, I just need a break. I know that I should have maybe I should have handled it differently. I should have waited for them to give me the AOK, but they are as incredibly supportive as ever. I can't thank Ryan Knightsey, Mikey Manfredi, and the rest of the Countout group for being so incredibly supportive of me during this break. And they're some of the other reasons I keep going because they have put their faith in me, and I'm going to put my faith in them. I could not have asked. If there's one thing I would never change about what has happened and transpired over the last few years and months, I would never change who I was with to start this podcast journey. Ryan and Mikey, I can't thank you enough. You have given me the support. You've given me the tools to succeed, and we're just gonna keep this damn thing going now. It's back to me. It's back to me and only me for now. I know me. I had thought and contemplated for a while if maybe I was going to get another co-host, but I just need to do this myself, man. I need to show my own worth. I can't rely on someone else to make things happen. I need to make things myself happen, and that's kind of a big thing about this comeback. And it goes to show, yes, what happened the past happened. I can't change that now. I don't want to change that now. However, I can only look forward to the future and can ex and you guys can expect great stuff. I already have some potential interviews lined up. I have some people in my DMs want to come back on. I'm not gonna say who. I'm just gonna say this very first one that I want to do, if all goes right, is someone that is out of left fields, someone that I didn't expect to want to come on. And when he said that he wanted to come on after we talked, I got a nice big smile on my face. This is a guy I really want to work with and a guy I'm getting to work with. So I'm excited for that to happen. I will say this as well, though. There's some guys that I've just there will be some returning guests. I can guarantee you that. I think there'll be some people. I've got a bit of an itch to come back and I want to help me out. I can't appreciate them enough, but also there's gonna be some people. I mean, as I've already talked with them, I mean, I'm gonna definitely have Russell Death on. We're definitely gonna have them on. Richie, Joe, Hammer, who knows who else may hop on the fuckery train that is those guys. I mean, man, they make deathmatch fun for the fans, and they make it fun for their listeners. It's just a nice chill few hour session, probably the longest I've ever gone on a podcast. Just gonna put that out there. I usually like to keep myself an hour or so, but man, that was a long time to work. But again, I would not change it for the world. It just I'm in a better headspace. I honestly can tell you guys, this is the best I've felt in months. And I'm really grateful to be able to be in this position. This is not something that happened overnight. This is not something that's gonna continue. There's gonna be ebbs and flows, and there's gonna be times where I'm gonna be like, damn, man, damn, damn, damn. And it happens to the best of us, you know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, this has been episode zero, man. This is the return. I wanted to return on my own terms. I wanted to be able to just focus again on deathmatch wrestling. This is something that has given me joy. This is something that I have grown into. This is a genre of wrestling. Apologies for the outdoor noise, but this is just it's been a whirlwind of a few months. It's been since April. This is I promised a lot of you this was gonna be end of the summer. It's end of the summer now. And there's a lot to go over. There's a lot of new that I want to cover. There's still some old I want to bring back into the fold too. Don't worry. I'm in a good space right now, and I don't want to ruin that. And I'm kind of speechless. It feels weird to be back with the headphones on, with the microphone on, with everything going on in my life. And it just I needed this back. I needed to have this to fill the void of coming back home from work after a long day. This by the time I record this is a long, long day. This is episode zero. I want this to be my episode zero again. This is the start of something new. I know there will still be those old episodes with of course I want to thank Ryan and Mikey, who were swift and decisive in getting rid of episodes with Mike Servino. It needed to be done. And I know there were some episodes in there that unfortunately had to take the axe. I mean, the Toby Klein episode, the Danny D'Amato episode, the PCP Crazy Man episode, the three that come to head. But unfortunately, out with the old, in with the new, and that's kind of the MO, the modus operandi of Your Dose of Death again, is to just get back to my roots, get back to what made me. But also spotlight some of the best and brightest in deathmatch wrestling, whether that's here in the States, whether that's in England, whether that's even in Australia or anywhere around the world. Deathmatch wrestling still exists. It doesn't exist just for the wrestlers, it's just for you, the fans, you, the listeners. I want to cover as much of it as I can and most of it as I can. And I know it's going to take time. It always takes time, but. Just make sure you stick around here at Your Dose of Death podcast. Again, thank you to Count Out, the Count Out Podcast Network, for all your damn best professional wrestling podcasts. Ryan, Mikey, everyone. You got some New Japan. You got some. If you guys hadn't heard a long time ago, to my the birthday bash, didn't realize how many cool matches were on my birthday throughout the years. There's so much of the Countout Network, and just remember, guys, that Patreon is the best damn $5 you will ever spend. I don't care if you want to spend on a $5 foot long, I don't care if you want to spend on a McFlurry, I don't care what, but the Countout Patreon is the best $5 you will ever spend in the wrestling podcast biz. I think I'm gonna leave it at that. I mean, if any of you has any guesses about who my first interview is going to be, you can put them on Axe Twitter at LaurenYDOD, or I will still be using the L. Arbor Stews as kind of like a little mini updates for the podcast as well, just because I still want to advertise in as many places as I can. So if you have any guesses, put them on your story, put them and tag me and. You know what to do, guys. But from the bottom of my heart, thank you guys. Thank you for listening to this episode. And just know I'm back. It feels good to say that. It feels really weird to say that, but it feels good. And see you guys on the flip side.
This has been a Count Out Podcast. Ring Post Radio is the only show hosted by Ryan Knightsey and Scotty Edwards that talks about the entire world of professional wrestling. With new episodes coming out every Sunday, there is absolutely no reason to not listen to real, honest wrestling opinions from two crazy maniacs. Have a hot boy summer and listen along to Ring Post Radio every Sunday on the Count Out Network.